Well, we are so privileged to have Richie Walsh with us now. KDK-TV Steelers insider, embedded with the Steelers so much, and a guy that just kicked Bob Pompeiani's ass in a round of golf. How many strokes you win by, Richie?
I don't know, a few.
Well,
we stopped counting there at the end.
Oh! A running clock?
The minute he
Holy cow!
The minute he said a few, I know what that means.
What
I've
happened out
rounds.
At Stonewall today? You got in his head, Richie? Was there some trash talk?
No trash talk. We were actually teammates, too, so it was hard to play a match within the same team, but we did it.
Got it.
You know, we had fun out here. Old Stonewall is a great course.
Did you play Phil Mickelson style? Was there some money exchanged at the end?
No money exchange, just, you know,
bragging
it's
rights.
Part of our year-long match. We're going to keep it going.
Okay.
You know, we have a couple other courses lined up.
Wow. Oh, nice of you to invite Malsy.
So, wow, my knee's all torn up.
Hey, maybe next time. We're looking to take on people, too.
Well, there's always next time. When
having matches.
As far as Mueller's concerned, it's always next time, Chris. Right? It's
maybe Mueller and Starkey, right?
No, I mean, you don't want Starkey.
Joe's not ready. Golfing now, right?
Joe's not ready for prime time yet.
His integrity on the golf course has also been called into question.
Oh, don't start that again.
Richie, are you really, when you found out last night, Omar Khan, Steelers GM, were you flabbergasted by that?
No, because I thought it was going to be, I thought it was going to be a combination of two guys. And originally, you know, this is what I was told a long time ago, that it potentially would be Omar and Brandon Hunt. But I always thought, I always had the feeling and was told that it potentially would be two guys taking over for Kevin Colbert. So it makes a lot of sense to me because Omar Khan's been with the organization. He's their business guy. He also has done some scouting. He's been with the Steelers for, you know, the last two decades. You see him at these pro days. You see him around. So I was not surprised at all. Also, you know, I heard about a week ago that Andy Weidel was going to have an opportunity to be in the mix in some capacity, and it looks like that's going to happen. So, you know, the thing that I'm hearing, too, is Brandon Hunt has a good chance to be with the Eagles coming up. So,
but if he had an offer on the table, if he had an offer on the table to basically be co-GM with Khan or a partnership, why would he leave to take the Eagles job?
Well, you know, so didn't Colbert say, you know, it's sometimes good to have fresh eyes? You know, that's what I was thinking, too. So I think you're getting a combination. If they can keep Hunt, you're getting a combination of all three guys.
But they're not going to keep Hunt, you just said.
He's going to go to the Eagles, probably.
Well, yeah, you know, but that might not happen. So, but that's what I was hearing a couple weeks ago, that he has a real good chance of being with the Eagles. So, you know, I don't mind bringing in. It's always good to bring in someone that is from outside. You know, I do like
at the expense of losing one of your best front office guys,
because they love consistency too.
They do, but I think they've gotten the best of both worlds here. So, you know, at the beginning, I thought Brandon Hunt was probably the leader in the clubhouse. But, you know, the longer it went on and the more people they interviewed, the less I thought that. So, you know, I mean, Omar Khan's been with this organization. He's had a ton of interviews to be a GM. So I know the question is out there, why didn't he get any of those jobs? So, but he's a great money guy. They're going to need, you know, cap space here. So I like the move. I like what they did here. I really do.
Richie, I think generally, and I'm going to speak for all of our listeners and fans out there because I think I'm right, they care more when it comes to a GM about the players the GM is procuring and less about the contracts that GM is signing those players to. So how do you think the division of labor shakes out in terms of actually procuring talent both from the draft, maybe in trades, and from the free agent market? What's Khan's role? What's Andy Weidel's role? What's Tomlin's role? How do you sense that working out?
Well, I don't think Khan's role is going to change much. That's my opinion. I mean, he's their money guy. He's their business guy. I don't think his role is going to change much outside of being in charge now. And then Weidel will be the player guy, the guy to go out to get talent, the scouting guy. He'll be in charge
of
that.
Well, wait a minute. I got to call time out for a second here with that. So the way we've talked about, say, the Steelers draft, you think from this point on, it's not really like the GM's draft. It's going to be more Andy Weidel and Tomlin than, say,
Tomlin. Well, I think it'll be a combination. It's going to be a combination of everyone like it was before. I mean, there's a reason they didn't hire anyone before this draft.
Well, what's Khan's role going to be in a draft? If Wydell and Tomlin are known personnel guys, and maybe Colbert's still involved, what actual role in the draft would Khan have, since there's no crazy contracts to negotiate?
That is a great question. I think only time will tell. But right now, from the outside looking in, and I have to be around the team more here coming up to figure it out. But I think that from the outside looking in, obviously Khan's role in a draft, in a scouting role, will be behind a Wydell and a Mike Tomlin and a Mr. Rooney. But I still think he'll have input because he goes to these pro days. But I think he'll be more of a business GM. I mean, we've seen that. Other teams have gone in that direction and have,
So let me just ask a question then here for a second, hypothetically. If somebody wanted to trade today for Mason Rudolph,
whose final call is it?
Are they calling Omar Khan or are they calling somebody else? They calling Andy Wydell?
Well, I think that
they calling Kevin Colbert out of habit?
No, I think they're calling Omar Khan for sure. And then they sit in a room and they talk about it. I think that both these guys are going to have major input. I don't think that Omar Khan's going to be able to go out and make a trade without consulting Wydell or Tomlin, obviously. I think that's how it's always been done.
Yeah, but before Colbert's football opinion mattered as the GM, what he thought of the player, what he thought of the draft picks or players they were getting back. Now you're making it sound as a business GM where Khan might not even put his football opinion on things.
He's obviously going to have say in it. I mean, he does have a football background for the last two decades, so you can't discount that at all. I mean, he knows the scouting world. He's never been in charge of a draft, so we're going to see that coming up. But maybe he had a lot of input in this draft.
If he's their contract,
have you heard that he had a lot of input in this draft?
No, I haven't heard that. Okay. I haven't heard that.
See, my thought, Richie, with him being their contracts guy, is his experience with football and with personnel is almost exclusively about putting a dollar value on what a player is worth to a team.
Isn't that important now?
It is.
Yes,
it is. But, Pony brings up a good point here. That's usually, if you had a guy who was almost exclusively doing that, let's say 90 to 95% of Omar Khan's job is the dollar value part. It's not the, hey, I like this player as a football player, right? You could make him, the president of football ops, something that sounds like a more businessy dollars and cents title, instead of giving him a title that has always been associated with, I'm going out, I'm buying the groceries, this is the direction of the team on the field.
But a general manager is, the CEO, essentially.
Well, but it sounded like you thought before this started that they would make Khan the president of football operations and Hunt the GM, right?
No. I thought it would be split duties, no matter how the title works. I always thought there potentially, and from what I was told, that there was going to be, this could be a job for two people. And that's what I was told at the beginning of this. Don't think it's going to be one. This potentially could be a job for two people. So that's the kind of mindset I had from the beginning. And I know we've talked about it time and time again on the sports call. But originally you thought it was going to be Brandon Hunt and Omar Khan, because Brandon Hunt's the guy that followed Colbert around. He's the guy that you talked to at the combine.
Right.
But he was the guy that I thought were molding into taking that job.
And when you say co, it's like, one doesn't answer to the other. They share stuff. When someone is the GM and someone is the assistant GM, it sounds like the assistant GM has a boss whose name is Omar Khan.
Omar Khan.
Right.
And look, I've talked football with Omar. I mean, he knows the game. He knows how to scout. I mean, he's not just a business guy.
Do you think he knows the game better than Donnie Football?
Yeah, Donnie thinks his X's and O's acumen is better than Khan.
Donnie didn't immediately shoot down the notion that he can get into the nitty-gritty even better than the Steelers' new GM.
Hey, I love Donnie, but I don't think so.
Wow.
Well, that's an endorsement for Khan.
Richie, I'm not, I think I'm a little bit more okay with what they've done here than Pony is.
Well, I just think Tomlin's pretty much taken over everything, and he's going to really function as the GM.
You do realize, though, why when you say that, Pony, it has such a negative connotation. It essentially says you don't think he personally deserves it and can hack it.
I think he deserves it.
No, I'm saying Pony sounds like he doesn't.
He deserves it. He's been the guy in waiting, essentially, before Brandon Hunt was in the mix. I remember having dinner with Omar 10 years ago and thinking that he was going to be the next Steelers.
No, I'm
GM
talking about Tomlin. Like when Pony says Tomlin's going to have way more input and get to do things his way, that Pony is very leery of that whole abiding principle here, that he feels
if
like Tomlin's your de facto GM.
If you're the head football coach and it's your team, wouldn't you want say?
Well, how'd that turn out for Bill O'Brien in Houston?
But sometimes it turns out the right way. I mean, I would imagine Bill Belichick had a lot of say in what he was doing.
Oh, yeah, he runs
everything
there. And it
turned out okay for him.
Yeah, but Pony has even turned on him now. He's starting to question old Bill B.
Yeah, it's starting to look like Tom Brady was the real reason why they
won all
those championships there.
Which is another opinion victory for Malzi, the guy who was on Team Brady all along there, Richie. Thank you.
Richie, is Omar Khan the type of guy where if you texted him congratulations, he would say, thanks, Richie, back?
Yes.
Wow.
What have you said congratulations on all your success?
I feel like I have a good relationship with him. I like him. I always talk to him when I see him. He always says hi to me in the hallway. I talked to him for a little while at the Pitt Pro Day.
What kind of relationship did he and Tomlin have?
I mean, I think he had a good relationship with everyone from what I've seen. You know, look, I don't work for the Steelers. I'm not on the inside, but from the outside, I travel with them. You know, he's in charge of the travel.
Wait a minute. What do you mean he's in charge of the travel?
Well, he was in charge of the travel. Like, you know, getting people on the planes and, you know, like the...
Like the traveling secretary?
No, not the traveling secretary, but, you know,
getting people
he's
on
in
the
charge.
Plane?
No, not getting people on the plane. But if you're in a traveling party, you know, he's making sure everyone's there and he's the last one on the bus. So, I mean, he has a lot of roles on the road, too. So, I mean, I don't think he'll be doing that now. I know he's passed that on to other people, but, you know, I like what they did here. I really do. I like that they're bringing someone in from the outside, you know, and if they can keep Brandon around, that's great.
Richie, let me ask you this.
Gets an opportunity in Philadelphia, he can't turn it down. He's going to get an opportunity.
Let me ask you this. All right, 2023 draft is here. Steelers, I don't know, Pony, pick out a number where they're going to be picking in the first round, just so I can do this.
18th.
With the 18th pick in the 2023 NFL draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select whoever. What is the dynamic going to look like in that war room? Who is going to be the man who says, this is our guy, this is who we're going with?
I think Mike Tomlin will have the final say.
I think so, too. Richie, I'm so proud of you that you kicked Pompiani's ass today. And I saw that you almost, Ted, did you almost hole out from like 200 yards?
Yeah. Yeah, I almost pulled out. I think it was, I want to say it was like a 120 yard. It was number 13 here.
That's a notoriously hard hole, too.
Yeah.
Have you ever played Old Stonewall, Tony?
No, I've just heard that that's the like number one handicap hole there.
So. You know, maybe we set up a match, me and Pomp versus you guys.
No.
Pony at Old Stonewall, he had to pack 4 dozen balls.
Correct. Anyways, Richie, thank you so much. Congratulations again on beating Bob.
Nah, no problem. We'll see you guys.